Imagine a scenario. Your boss asks you and your colleagues to prepare a report and submit it within certain period of time. If you submit the report before time, you get a reward. And if you don't, you miss out the chance. Now, after the deadline, you get to know that some of your other colleagues have not been able to submit the report on time, including the quite influential colleague. However, only a few days later, you find out that the same colleague has not only filed the report, but also likely to get reward. When you dig deeper, you find out there has been some meddling with the date of report filing and the report is incomplete too. Since your colleague is now also likely to get the reward, you question whether your boss is biased. The boss, however, chooses to remain silent. Now juxtapose the same scenario to what happened recently with the Election Commission of India, BJP and other political parties. But let us first know what led to the situation. A Madhya Pradesh-based RTI activist Ajay Dubey sent an email to Election Commission and the Central Board of Direct Taxes on November 18, 2018. In the email, Dubey complained against the ruling BJP and 30 other parties for not submitting their contribution report even after the deadline that was October 31st. A day later, Dubey met Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat in Bhopal and submitted 5 pages long elaborated complaint. He demanded a quick action should be taken against these political parties, including BJP. What followed after his complaint definitely raises suspicion. According to Dubey, on November 19, the link to the contribution report on the website was disabled. However, the very next day, the contribution report of BJP appeared on the website. Surprisingly, the date of filing mentioned on the website was 27th July. Moreover, the date mentioned on the document submitted by BJP is October 31st. The quick and almost shoddy developments in the issue after Dubey's complaint led to strong suspicion whether there has been a meddling in the process of filing contribution report of BJP. Was the report backdated? It also begs us question whether ECI is also a party to it. Further, the many parts of the report beg a question of whether there has been a procedural change to enable BJP to file their contributions report even after the set deadline. But let us first know what is the contribution report and why political parties have to file it with Election Commission of India. The political parties are expected to submit an annual report to Election Commission of India listing the donations above Rs 20,000 that they have received. This report is called contribution or donation report. To know about this in detail, we talked to Lakshmi Shriram, who works with the Association of Democratic Reforms.
The donation report that political parties file to the Election Commission is not mandatory. They are required to submit copies of these donations reports before the due dates of filing of their IT return. So before 30th of October, they are required to file their donation report. And only if they do file their donations report do they get 100% tax exemption. Even if it says in one line that they haven't received any donations above 20,000 rupees, even that is valid as a donations report document. So what the Election Commission does is, upon receipt of this document, it sends a letter to the Income Tax Department saying that this particular party has submitted this donation report and whatever is necessary to be done can be done, which means that IT returns, their tax can be exempted. Okay, and in case a party does not file its donations report within the due date for filing IT returns, then the Election Commission sends 3 reminders to the President or the Treasurer of the party. Usually it is the President or the General Secretary that the letter is addressed to. And the Election Commission says that the due date for submission of donation report was such and such a date, and the Commission has not received its donation report yet, so kindly do the needful as the earliest. 3 reminders are set. In case the party does not respond to these 3 reminders, then nothing else is done by the Election Commission after that.
What process is followed by the ECI for the filing of documents? When a political party submits the contribution report to the Election Commission, the details are first recorded on the RNI section, that is reception section. The date and the diary number is entered on the cover of the report, followed by the stamp. The report is then sent to the Political Participation Expenditure Monitoring Section, PPEMS. Here, again a date and diary number are entered on the cover and the stamp of PPEMS section is put up. However, a scrutiny of the donation reports of the political parties indicates that a different route of procedure seems to have been followed for the BJP. The contribution report filed by the BJP only has the stamp by PPEMS. The initial stamp along with the RNI entry is not registered on the document. So, was the initial step in the procedure of filing contribution report skipped for BJP? Why did other political parties go through the two layers of the registration and BJP through only one? We also contacted Ajay Dubey, the RTI activist.
क्या होता है जब आप इलेक्शन कमीशन में कागज देते हैं तो पहले रिसीविंग सेक्शन होता है रिसीवर देता है आप डायरेक्ट डीजी एक्सपेंडिचर को नहीं देते और आप चाहें तो चुनाव आयोग की वेबसाइट पे देख लें पिछले सालों की भाजपा ने हमेशा रिसीविंग जो सेक्शन होता है उसको दिया है न कि डीजी एक्सपेंडिचर को दिया है तो पहले के सालों में अभी दूसरी पार्टियों के यदि आप रिसीविंग लेटर देखेंगे उसमें पता चल जाएगा अंतर क्या है डायरेक्ट बीजी एक्सपेंडिचर को देना और वेबसाइट कुछ दिन बंद रहना इससे शक होता है.
A look at the documents filed by the BJP is also enough to tell that some parts are missing or incomplete. Under Section 182 of the Companies Act, political parties have to submit the certificate from the companies it has received donations from. The BJP has not submitted it. Now, initially we talked about a reward in this case. The reward for filing the report on the time is tax exemption on donations. If the contribution report of BJP was submitted on November 20, days after the deadline, the party clearly does not qualify to get a tax exemption as per the provisions of the Representative of People Act 1951. On the other hand, another provision of the Act, Section 29C, says that only if the parties file their tax returns and contribution report before the given deadline, they will be eligible for the tax exemption. The BJP in year 2016-17 declared an income of Rs. 1034 crores, which is the highest among all the political parties in India. The donation to the party from unknown sources only amounted Rs. 710 crores. Not filing contribution report on time means BJP would have to lose out on the tax exemption and the party would have to file tax amounting to almost 100 to 200 crores. So, was the report backdated to help BJP get tax exemption? To verify the claims, SW News checked the website of Election Commission of India. The information column at the right of BJP's contribution report section showed the date of filing. Here's where the things get little murky. When SW News checked the website at around 11 a.m. in the morning, the date of filing was 27 July 2018. However, at around 4 p.m. when we checked the website again, the date had been updated to October 31st. Was this an error? If it was, why did the Election Commission not clear it after making the correction? The rather prompt and surprising developments in the case not only need a clarification from the Election Commission but also from the BJP. The free and fair elections are one of the foundation stones of a robust democracy. In India, the responsibility of conducting elections lies with the Election Commission of India. In the recent times, the institution has come under severe criticism with opposition party leaders alleging that the Election Commission is working under the influence of the ruling BJP. It will definitely put a question mark on the credibility of Election Commission of India if it fails to answer these questions. For more news and updates, stay tuned to SW News.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.